This is Dr. Mike. I'm recording at home during the coronavirus situation. And we've, of course, the meetings have been postponed, but I started a Zoom meeting last night, and you can find out how to access it on the site. It's technologically challenging at first, and there's a little trouble with the microphone, but I think it'll work out pretty well. I thought that I would do some podcasts on my thoughts on recovery, if anyone's interested, and maybe use it as something to help you think about some of the aspects of recovery. I've written 77 of them. I started in June of 17, and they're not really opinions, maybe observations. And I'm reading the one I wrote, the first one I wrote today, right now, and seeing it and seeing if I see anything differently. I hope everybody's safe and being careful. This will pass. Before I begin, God, help me set aside everything I think I know about you, God, the steps, recovery, the big book, what's best for me, what's best for others. Especially help me let go of all my old ideas so I can experience your new truth. God, help me carry your message today. Amen. The first thought I wrote was on Circle in the Triangle. It's on the site. And I can't remember why I decided to write this one first. I wrote it in June of 2017. I looked up what the Circle and Triangle was all about because I was doing, the next one I'm going to do is on AA approved literature and how they use the Circle and Triangle instead of the words AA approved. The Circle and the Triangle was, I believe, started being used by AA and introduced by Bill W. in 1955. It's an equilateral triangle, all the sides are equal, and it was meant to represent the three-part answer, unity, recovery, and service to a three-part disease. We have a physical problem with our body, our allergy to alcohol, and also a physical problem with our separation from the world, and we've been in conflict with people. We have a mental aspect, our obsession of the mind, which tells us we have to drink when we, and we can't say no to it, but we also have a problem with our thinking, separated from God. We see things wrong. And then, of course, we have the spiritual aspect of our disease, which is the root of our problem, which is my life centered in me and what I want, not in God and what He wants, and of service to myself and not to God and others. The circle represents wholeness or oneness. And it's actually, I didn't realize, it's based on an ancient symbol. It's been around forever, where the body should be triangular and stable, and the mind is circular and open. And the triangle represents the means for generation of good energy and is the most stable physical posture. The circle symbolizes serenity and perfection and the source of unlimited potential. And together they represent the perfect union of mind and body. And this symbol has been used since antiquity and often was regarded as a way of warding off evil spirits. The triangle is like a three-legged stool. It needs each leg to stand firm. And it was felt that you need all three sides of the triangle. And service is one of the sides of the triangle. And service has taken on many different meanings through the years. Service to each other in the fellowship has taken on many forms. Some examples are people who make coffee, people who open the meeting, people who chair the meeting, transporting people to meetings, providing literature, conferences, regional AA service, going into institutions. Taking people to the message. If you don't have the message to give away, you take them to where they can hear it. I wrote, that's all good and necessary, and we wouldn't survive without it. And it's a lot of work, and it's necessary. And I see that the service is the way we carry the message of hope and the solution described in the big book to the alcoholic who still suffers. So I see the purpose of service is really to get people to the message of hope. Remember, the big book was written for people who had a seemingly hopeless condition of mind and body, that they might recover. And the book has specific directions, tells you exactly what they did to achieve that. And I think that's the message that we need to give, and the service is to direct us to that. And hopefully when people go to meetings, people find them and get their number and call them and offer to share what they have done with them so that they may have what you have. In Topeka, we give a list and we write all the names on the list of the meetings and we give it to the person. My philosophy has always been to go to them, get their number, call them, and offer my help in any way I can. And so the service, remember, our primary purpose is to carry the message of hope and the solution described in the big book. The reason I started this meeting was so that I felt that the solution in the big book, if people could do the directions and follow the directions in the big book, then they would have the solution. They wouldn't have to die in their car at 4 a.m. like my son did. And I believe that the big book is the big book. Alcoholics Anonymous has the solution. I believe it has for me. And I heard someone say, if you do everything into the chapter how it works and into action, you keep doing it, you'll never drink again, and your life will have a meaning and peace and joy. And I think that's true. The big book says that our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be a maximum service to God and others on page 77. It says we're trying to put our lives in order, but that's not an end in itself. And what we're really trying to do is become maximally spiritually fit to be of maximum service to God and others. And am I doing that? If I'm not doing that, then I can't be of service, real service, to someone. That's why I started the meetings and we go through the book. And I find the more that I study the book and the more I know it, the more I do it. And that's helped me. So that the exact line is, our real purpose is to fit myself to be of maximal service to God and the people about us. So think about that. Are you doing that today? How can you do that? Are you doing it to the best of your ability? And what message can you carry to the new person? Remember, we have a whole chapter devoted to working with others. And remember, when all else fails, working with an alcoholic will save the day. And then I really like page 164. And it's powerful the way they ended the instructions on the big book. And it's read at a lot of meetings. At a few of the meetings here, we read it. It says, I will not have the benefit of contact with you who wrote this book, you might say, but I think I have had contact with the people who wrote this book by studying the book. It's their message, and it's become my message. We cannot be sure. God will determine that, so you must remember that your real reliance is always upon Him. He will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. What kind of fellowship are you craving today? It says, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us, and I think the way He discloses more to me is by studying the book, doing daily prayer, meditation, inventory. And for me now, it's been studying the scriptures. Now that I've been studying the New Testament, I see the big book has really come alive to me through those words. I have to ask God in my morning meditation what I can do each day for the man who's still sick. It doesn't say just the alcoholic. It says the man who is still sick. And we're all still sick if we're self-centered. The answers will come. So do you do that? Is that the service you're doing? Are you asking God each day? And it says the answers will come, but here's the key. If my own house is in order, so I have to keep my house in order to fit myself to be a maximum service to God and others. How am I doing that? So the service I can't do if I don't do the deal myself. I have nothing to give away. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. And then the final words are so powerful. Abandon myself to God as you understand Him. Admit your step three. Admit your faults to Him and your fellows. Step 4 and 5. Clear away the wreckage of your past. 8 and 9. Give freely of what you find. So that's the service. Give freely of what I find, and we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Which fellowship are you in? Are you in the fellowship of the Spirit, or are you in the spirit of the fellowship? Think about that. So the next one is unity is the fellowship. We are bound by common peril and share our experience, strength, and hope with each other. And Joe and Charlie, when I first listened to them, they say page 17 is the page that all new people should know and remember, and people who are in, we should all remember this. And he talks about they're people who are as hopeless as Bill. It follows Bill's story. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. Who solves it? God. And they talk about we're average Americans, people who normally not mix. There exists among us a fellowship, a friendliness, and an understanding which is indescribably wonderful. And you know that. You come to a meeting, you know, everybody's usually glad to see each other, and, you know, we joke around a lot. We seem like people who enjoy each other's company, even though we don't have a lot in common. We're like the passengers of a great liner the moment after rescue from shipwreck. And I was shipwrecked. I was in the Titanic and I hit the iceberg. And so I was thrown in that cold water. And I think we all were. And then someone reached out and grabbed us and pulled us into the lifeboat. And then we came to shore and we were all happy. We were all saved. You can see that with new people. They come here, they're excited, their lives are better, they're able to stop drinking for a while. And we have camaraderie, joyousness, and democracy. Unlike the feelings of the ship passengers, however, our joy and escape from disaster does not subside as we go individual ways. And so we are together as people who've been shipwrecked, and we're on the shore, and we're all together. And we still have a lot of joy in that. But the feeling of having shared in the common peril is only one element in the cement which binds us. And just being a fellowship of people who are alcoholics and are not drinking today and enjoy each other's company and are sharing, that won't hold us together as we're now joined. So they tell us a warning. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. So the people who were sharing the fellowship who had been shipwrecked shared a common solution. And what we see now is people come to AA, and a lot of people in the room have not shared the common solution. And it says we have a way out in which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. So the key here is that we have a way out on which we agree, and it's the big book and the 12 steps and the actions in that. And that we join in brotherly and harmonious action. So our fellowship should be where we're joining together in a brotherly and harmonious action to work the steps together. And it says, this is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. So the fellowship should include the common solution, the way out, and joining in harmonious and brotherly action. And I think that's what the fellowship of the Spirit is. And it says, and so then I wrote that, unfortunately, I believe the fellowship has developed a program of its own. And I first heard that from the Joe and Charlie tapes. They talked about that, separate from the program of recovery in the big book. Well, I think one of the problems is that we talk about the big book. We should call it Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, that's what it is. Alcoholics Anonymous was the big book. There was no Alcoholics Anonymous until the big book was published, and then the Cleveland group took its name from the name of the book. Slogans dominate and make men, you hear a lot of slogans at meetings, and I just did two podcasts on it ain't in the big book, things that you hear at meeting that are quote truths and what the big book says about them, and they're not good or bad in themselves. But it might be misleading, and what is the reality of the sayings? Like you hear newcomers, 90 meetings in 90 days, meters, makers, make it, fake it till you make it, drink through the drink. If I could think through the drink, I wouldn't need AA. Good orderly direction from who? It's a selfish program. We just don't drink. Take what you want and leave the rest. Two of my favorites were, don't have a relationship in the first year. I know what they're talking about, but remember, we have to have a relationship with God almost immediately if we're going to have any sobriety and any usefulness. And the one I like is don't work the steps too quickly. Remember when I first came in, there was a guy who was doing a step a year, and I think by the time I got to my fourth year, his sponsor died. And I see that today. You can't work the steps too quickly, so you're supposed to live with untreated alcoholism. You know, sober is just untreated alcoholism if you're just sober. And how long can you stay sober? I talk about step zero, which I'll do one. How long can you be sober without God and not drink? And I think some of the problems with the fellowship slogans, they're not good or bad in themselves, but if you read them, it implies some power that the individual has separate from God to be able to think their way or make judgments about what they need or what they should do. And we have to remember, apart from God, I have no power. I can't manage my life. And remember, my mind is the center of my disease. And my disease is SHIT, simply how I think. And I have to have someone else checking my thoughts and correcting my thoughts all the time. And that's either people in the program, God works through people, or God himself. I wrote Recovery, which is the third part of the program, is described in the AA Big Book. We read the how it works at every meeting. In a lot of meetings, it's on a card. So new people say, oh, we're going to read how it works. And they read it on a card. They don't know it's in the big book. And it's on page 58, by the way. So there are 57 pages and 11 in doctor's opinion to get you ready to take the third step. And, you know, and it's read every meeting. And it's how it works. How do I find a power to live? It answers the question on page 45 or 44, lack of power is my dilemma. How and where am I going to find the power? Where I find the power is in We Agnostics. How I find the power is in how it works and into action. And then how do I keep the power in steps 12, and then the principles 10 and 11, and the principles that are outlined in the last few chapters. There's only one suggested program of recovery. It's not a suggested that you take it. It's the suggested program. And if you have a hopeless condition of mind and body, this is the suggested program that you should take. Now, whether you do it or not is up to you. But it's not like, well, you can come to AA and you may want to do this program or not. No. It says if you want what we have and are willing to go to AA and get it, then this is what you need to do. And if you don't want what they have, don't do it. And if you're tired of what you have, you'll do it. Remember, AA is an experiment. This is what was wrong with us, this is what we did, and this is what happened. So if you don't have a plan that works, try this, see if this works for you, and tell us what happens. And that's what we're really supposed to tell in our stories, and really when we talk at the meeting. I hear people say all the time they're in the program. I'm in the program. Well, the program has been confused with the fellowship. You can be in the fellowship and never do the program. You can't be in the program. You're either doing the program or you're not doing the program. Program is action. The fellowship is participation in a group. And it's a program is something that needs to be done. It's a program of action, either doing it or not. Fellowship is important, but it's not human power. Joe and Charlie made that point when I first listened. The fellowship is great. And there's a lot of power in the room, and God's in the room, and the power. But the power of the fellowship is to bring the new person to the power of God through the action of the steps. And that should really be the purpose of our meetings today. Are we taking the new person? Are we bringing them? Are we together, seeking God together, a fellowship of the Spirit? And then we talked about page 17. The cement that binds us is the common solution, the way out. And so the question you can ask yourself, are you in the fellowship of the Spirit, or are you in the spirit of the fellowship? And I think we should start calling the big book Alcoholics Anonymous and say, did you read Alcoholics Anonymous? And people will look at you. Because the big book, and it somehow got away from the title. The title is very powerful. It is AA. The 12 steps is AA. AA is just the 12 steps. Alcoholics Anonymous. Now we have a fellowship around the 12 steps, but we have to remember what the foundation of the fellowship is. I wrote in the beginning, the program and the big book and the fellowship were the same. The title of the book, as I mentioned, is AA. There were only three groups meeting at that time, Akron, New York, and Cleveland. And the Cleveland group, I believe, started calling itself Alcoholics Anonymous from the title of the book. And I think all things change over time, and none of this is really bad or good. It just is what it is. But I wrote this just to give people a thought on really what is our mission? Are we successful in it? How is the fellowship? How is the meetings doing that? And really, what we need to do is let people know about the program of recovery, about the book, the steps, what we've done, how it's worked for us, how we could help them go down the path together. Isn't that really the purpose of sponsorship, to share the path with someone and help them go down the same path that you went down? The program of recovery is designed to lead to a relationship with God. Remember that. Relationship solves our problem. I don't solve it. I need the relationship with God. It gives me access to a power to live usefully whole and remove the obsession drink. That's how it was described in Bill W. But I wrote, I need a power to be able to not do what I don't want to do. And I don't have any power. And so do I have any power today on my own? No. And do I have a choice today to drink or not? No. The only choice I make today is I'm seeking the power that gives me choice, the power that can manage my life. And how well I do that each day in 10 and 11 determines the quality of my life and how successful I am at carrying the message and helping others and having some peace and joy. And so I remember, so share this message whenever you can. Today is the 12 steps. AA has a program that allows you to have a relationship with God, and that relationship solves your problem. And I remember the spirit of the fellowship is great, but my real goal is to be in the fellowship of the Spirit. And remember, it's all about being powerless. having power is the solution, and then how we get the power is the actions of step 3 through 12. So I hope this was helpful. It's, you know, gives you something to think about. And, I'm going to do one a day. It gives me something to do. It's hard being locked up in the house. A lot of people have a lot of fear. Things are uncertain. It will work out. The virus is going to be here forever. We're all going to get exposed to it eventually. It is what it is, but I have to stay in the now. I have to stay today. I have to ask God what I can do today, what's my role today, and how I can do that, stay out of fear. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope it was helpful. Have a blessed day.